Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how you doing?
Hello, Christopher. How are you?
I'm very happy. Do you know why I'm happy, Pete?
Because you're on drugs.
No. Well, no. Coffee is a drug, I suppose.
So yes,
I am. But other than that, we're in the Japan Times. Got a nice little feature in the Japan Times.
What? You're in the Japan Times?
You're in the Japan Times too.
Uh-oh. For a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
Did they spot me flipping that truck in Shibuya at Halloween?
We know who it is. Flip the truck. No, it's actually somebody shouted out the podcast in the Japan Times, Japan's biggest English-speaking newspaper. It says, and I quote, "The charming Abroad Japan show features Pete Donaldson, with every episode finding the pair discussing Japan-related and sometimes beyond topics in an easy-to-digest way that will appeal to lifers who think they've heard it all."
Oh.
A little bit of an endorsement there for the podcast.
I like that. My buns have been in a shin bun.
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but
No.
Shinbun, newspaper.
Yes.
Learning. Excellent. How are you anyway? What have you been doing?
I'm good. I'm not even going to pretend that we didn't start the podcast twice. You're not getting away with that, Chris Broad. You got so distracted by my dancing to our own theme tune.
I might have sworn instead of a little slick intro we normally have.
A little swear. But it's lovely to see you in the same room as me, because obviously you've been away, you've been up the country, you've been down the country, you are a Chris Broad, Abroad in Japan, but currently experiencing the delights of the English countryside.
It's been lovely to be back.
And the Scottish.
I've been travelling around the UK, just need some time off after the cycle, having a little bit of a mental breakdown.
Okay.
And it was lovely. Went to Lake District, went to Edinburgh, just got back from Bath today. It was all going well. Although in Bath, I stayed in this Airbnb place. It was really nice, really lovely place. But then I couldn't get out because the door handle broke from the inside.
this is like a sitcom.
The Airbnb in question was on like a fifth or sixth story building.
Right.
And the door handle wouldn't turn. I just couldn't open the door. And there was no other way out. I couldn't go out the window lest I fall to my death.
Yeah.
And it was really weird. I've never had that happen.
Did you have provisions with you? Did you have, I don't know,
a
wheel of cheese and a... You only had a coffee on you.
I did have some Kit Kats, so... if worse comes to worse, I would have just eaten out my remaining minutes or hours on Kit Kats.
But dying as he lived.
Someone did show up and let us out, but it took about an hour and then we escaped.
So you had to ring someone and go, help.
Yeah, we had to ring the person that managed the building area and right. Then they weren't picking up. It just reminded me how like nothing in the UK works. I like the UK now.
Mm.
I love it. It's great. I say now as if I didn't like it earlier. I've grown to enjoy it and appreciate it more. Mm. But I forgot things don't work.
No, well, they really don't. And you've arrived at a time where things are working less than ever before.
Politically.
The country is falling to pieces. We tried to test out what Brexit will be like at the border in Dover. Didn't work. I say border, the end of the country. It's not really a border, is it? It's where the sea starts.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to returning to Japan a week or so and escaping the word Brexit and everything with Brexit in it.
Mm.
And,
well, Shinzo Abe got a dose. He was over in his big, nice plane.
Yeah, he came over, didn't he? He had told Theresa May to... Don't do a no deal.
I liked the Air Force One. I don't know. Air Force Ichiban. I don't know what they call it.
The Prime Minister's plane
was really cool.
And what
is it? I think it's just a 747 or one of those big Boeing planes. I don't know planes at all. But it's just got the Japanese flag on the back. It looks so cool.
Swanky, isn't it?
So cool.
Did you get to meet him while he was over here?
No, did not get the invite. The embassy have been tweeting constantly about the Shinzo Abe's visit. Did they invite me down for canapes?
God.
To say hello, to give him my respects?
50% of the Abroad Japan podcast could have gone and met Shinzo Abe.
We could have both gone.
It's a wasted opportunity, wasn't
it? It really is, isn't it? It really is. But you're having a good time. You had a good time up in Scotland and everywhere.
Yeah, it's been lovely. It's been lovely. But I reached that point every few weeks where it's time to go back. I love the UK, and then I feel like, oh, I like it here, but now I'm bored again.
But I do that when I'm on holiday in Japan. Like the last couple of days, I'm hungover and tired because I've had two weeks of it. And
yeah, but I don't spend my entire month in the UK just getting drunk.
Oh,
I
so
see
tired.
The sights, I see the wonders. I get locked in apartments.
Yeah, I do too. But like the jet lag hits me too hard, and then by then I'm like. But then when I get home a week after, I'm like, oh, I want to go back. I'm gonna have to play the Yakuza game to get my head
the
around
next
it
best
again.
Thing, just play video game set in Japan. No, I'm looking forward to getting back. It's time.
It's time to go.
Oh,
wow. So what's the first thing you're going to do when you get back?
That's a good question. The first thing I'm going to do is crash in a hotel room and just lay on a bed for a day.
Right.
Because getting the jet lag is so bad going back to Japan. Coming to the UK, I don't really get it. I'm able to sort of just stay up and sink in time in a day. Mm. But in Japan, last time, in February last year when I went back, it took me like 2 weeks to get in sync.
It's crazy. And especially if you had a 9-to-5 job, it's possibly or potentially a little bit easier. But as a freelancer myself, I know that I can sleep in, I can move things around, I can sort of say, you know what, I'll take an hour here. But it's that heavy sleep that you just never get anywhere else. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it, really. After all these years, I've never got better at dealing with jet lag going back to Japan. So I have to try and find the secret. Discover the secret to getting out of jet lag, then sell it in a bottle.
Ask Shinzo. Say, mate, you're always flying around the country in your big old jet.
Sounds like a game show. Ask Shinzo. Shinzo.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shinzo?
It's like be Takeshi's castle, but with Shinzo Abe. You've got to run around his plane collecting gifts. Yes. Shall we do some news?
Do some news. Today,
this is in a newspaper.
Well, we've had a few interesting articles pop up this week around the subject of love and romance.
Oh.
So today's podcast, we're going to be talking about romance.
Well, it's quite a romantic day.
Is it?
Theresa May has just got through her no-confidence vote here in London.
Don't combine Theresa May, Prime Minister of the UK, with the word romance. Two things that don't go
She wears some lovely clothes sometimes, but we're not allowed, because we're not allowed to mention them. Because it's 2019, we shouldn't be mentioning women's appearances, but I think she might be trying to test us because she keeps wearing the most outlandish nonsense.
Don't go and Google this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go and Google the British Prime Minister's appearance.
She just wears funny clothes and stands strangely.
Anyway, let's get away from Theresa May and talk about what's going on in Japan. Interesting story came out recently. A Japanese idol.
Japanese idols are very much the complete polar opposite of Theresa May in many ways.
From one idol to another. Japanese idol asks a fan to marry her, provided they can pay her 400,000 yen.
That seems like a
month. $3,500. I guess that's not that much in the scheme of an idol.
So a woman wants someone to marry her.
Yeah.
And she wants $3,500 a month.
Yeah.
So what's that in British?
What's that in British? It's about £2,500 a month.
Right, okay. That's doable, isn't it?
So how do I
spend that on HDMI cables.
I don't know what HDMI cables you get. But Haruka Aikawa, member of Osaka-based idol unit 10-6. Her reason for doing this, apparently, was one of her relatives was going to die in the year, and she'd like to see them become a bride. So it sounds quite nice on the surface, to some extent. You know, she's doing it for selfless reasons.
Mm.
Although the money, I guess, kind of outweighs that bit.
Well, it's not a considerable amount of money. You know, it's not I would imagine Japanese idols.
But it's not a creme de la creme idol group either, really.
Is it? Right.
Well, it's Osaka based 10-6. It's not AKB48, is it?
It's like saying the Birmingham Spice Girls. Is that what it's like?
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. The second city's idol unit. How many's in 10-6? Let me guess. 1,066, like the war, 1066.
Or the band.
Or the 10 band.
10CC? No, it doesn't work, does it?
Do you know why they were called 10CC? I'm not getting into it right now.
I bet you know the answer.
I do. It's disgusting.
We're not going there.
No.
We're not going there. We're discussing idols.
Yes.
Would you marry someone and give them $3,500 a month?
In goods and services, maybe.
I mean, I don't know much about her, but in her tweet, she tweeted this out to all her followers. Okay. The head of my family intends to die this year, so I'd like to let them, like to let him see me become a bride. I think she's about, I don't know what her age is, she's a 20-something. And she said, I think that sometimes the connection between idols and fans could be a way of finding a romantic partner. So I'm putting out a sales pitch to try to find someone who will marry me, live separately, and give me 400,000 yen a month for my living expenses, fill out the attached marriage registration, and send it to me, along with a proof of income statement and your family tree.
So
there's a bit more depth to it there.
Yeah. She looks like she's wearing some rather strange clothes. Harupion 106, if you want to check her out on Twitter. She's wearing...
Haruka 106.
Yeah. She looks like she's dressed in the same clothing that someone out of Mortal Kombat might dress in. 106. 106 official, she's from.
Stop checking her out of your phone. Don't judge by appearance.
I'm just on my internet banking. See if I can afford it.
Send her your proof of income statement and your family tree from Hartlepool.
I do voiceovers, and to join a new company, the Discovery Channel it was, I had to send them a reference. Now, I'm freelance.
To be on the Discovery Channel.
It was a very generic kind of like loading on your data on the system, and they wanted a reference. Now, I've not had to give a reference. I'm not saying I'm beneath it.
Well, like somebody saying, oh, Pete is quite good.
Or I'm above it, rather. Yeah, just somebody saying, literally, Peter has worked for me for so long, and then he finished working for me.
That seems reasonable.
But it just seems weird that what has that got to do with me being on, you know, walking into a room and speaking through a microphone?
Well, you might be a shady, unruly character.
Exactly! But the worst thing is...
You look like a Russian hitman when you don't talk, Pete.
My last employer...
I see
employer,
you walking down the street in your colourful trousers, I think hitman.
They don't wear colourful trousers.
They definitely do.
My last employers were the Discovery Channel. So just ask yourself... Doctor, heal thyself. Oh. That's what I say.
Okay, that is a bit ridiculous.
So, yeah, I mean, would you ever consider being with somebody who paid you money to be with them, Chris?
It depends on the personality.
Oh.
I mean, she did say...
I see.
Haruka does say, you know, you don't have to live with me. I want you to marry me, live separately, and give me 400,000 yen a month. Doesn't really sound like much of a marriage, does it?
Not really.
What are the benefits of this? This is rather... weird, isn't it?
Is it like one of those things...
It's only just dawned on me how peculiar this is.
Is it like one of those things where idols have those meet and greets where you get to shake their hand and you basically win like a 5-second or a 10-second handshake through buying products like, you know, like mystery egg things or like, you know, cutting them out of a cornflake packet or whatever.
Yeah.
But these vouchers for 5-second, 10-second handshakes with your special idol get traded online, get sold on eBay and stuff like that. And so there are some people who'll turn up and they've collected so many handshake vouchers that they've got 3 hours of worth of handshakes.
Yeah, I heard of somebody who collected enough vouchers to shake the hand of a girl from AKB48 for about 20 minutes. And she had to do it. She's legally obligated to shake the hand of this guy who's collected... you know, dozens, probably hundreds of vouchers.
The sort of person to do that, you don't want to shake their hands.
Probably
you don't want to shake any part of their body.
No.
No, disgusting.
Legally obligated.
Legally obligated.
I think the most interesting thing about this is that Japanese idol girls, or any idol performer, guys as well, aren't allowed to date usually. It's in their contract. They're not allowed to have a love life or date anyone because it can compromise that view idol being, you know, pure.
But for a couple of quid, you can shake their hands.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why this kind of made it so odd. But what happened after this was Aikawa's manager contacted her and basically said to her, you know, don't do that. Don't do that.
This
is ridiculous. Why are you doing this? And so she went on Twitter and wrote, shocked at how many people took this seriously. Even my manager called to say, are you serious? I'm not actually looking for a spouse on the internet. Laugh out loud.
Ha ha, what a little joke
I
just did.
What a great joke that is.
What a
Meanwhile,
great joke.
Thousands of people have sent in their family trees and their proof of income statements to marry a girl. I don't know what was going on there.
We've all been there. We've all sort of went, excuse me, madam, would you like to go out for a drink with me? Would you like to have dinner with me? And they say no. And you go, ha, it was all a joke. I don't really want to do any of those things, what I just asked you.
There's a sense, though, I mean, it sounded profound to some extent, didn't it? Oh, I'm doing it because my dad or granddad or someone's going to die this year.
Yeah, so why bring him
in? Get
it?
Married. What better way to do it than meet someone off the internet who's got lots of money?
I'd be furious if I was the head of the family.
But now she said, oh, I'm not actually looking for a spouse. Laugh out loud. But is the relative still dying?
Yeah, exactly. Is that part laugh out loud? I would hazard a guess no.
Does say laugh out loud on the tweet, apparently.
It just says laugh out loud.
Yeah, laugh out loud.
Fantastic stuff. We're going to take a short ad break and we'll be back after this for some more news, if that's all right with you.
Do it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. In our daily lives, we all carry around with us different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, and sometimes we might not even realize that we're carrying them around with us. But if these feelings stay bottled up, they can start to affect us negatively, which is why having a positive outlet for discussion can be such a valuable tool for your well-being. Therapy can be a perfect outlet for your inner stressors. It's a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Sometimes just speaking things out into the open can be such a great release of inner tension, so you can spend less time stressing about the issue and more time figuring out how you can overcome it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Are you a YouTuber?
Wow.
Yes, we're back.
Have you ever used a love potion?
A love potion. I like that. Getting very informal. Hey, have you ever used a love potion?
I missed out half the word. Clearly, I haven't finished my coffee. Yes, have you ever used a love potion?
No, because I can't imagine they would work. There is only I'm hearing that there is only one medicine for the gentleman that can help them with their romance, and that's a tablet, I believe.
Or this.
Oh.
So in Japan, another recent story that's come out that I find both perplexing and ridiculous. A lingerie maker called Peach John, well-known in Japan for its sexy and stylish intimate apparel. It launched a love potion, which is supposed to arouse feelings of passion. It's a kind of powder. But the company decided that the best way to market this is to try on the website. It says, why not secretly put it into someone else's drink and see what happens?
Wow.
Effectively,
Bill Cosby-ing them.
Bill Cosby scenario. Being marketed and encouraged by the company didn't go down that well.
No, not ideal, is it?
It says, to quote the website, if you think, it says, secretly make the other person take the love potion. If you think doing it openly would be embarrassing, secretly mix the love potion into a meal or candy for them to eat. Then you can enjoy seeing if they notice or not. We recommend secretly mixing it into someone's food or drink.
Nice. Okay. Brilliant. I'm just mixing your food, darling. I'm having a hamburger. What's wrong with you? Ugh, disgusting.
Hamburger covered in love potion powder.
That is dreadful.
It is pretty bad. Don't know what they were really thinking there. The primary ingredient, I don't think it could work. The primary ingredients are cocoa, maca, mucuna, I don't know what that is, and dextrin.
Right.
And I don't know what those do.
Just quite sugary, kind of chocolatey sort of
flavour. Talking placebo.
What? I put love sauce in your drink while I'm leaving then, because you're mental. I need to go to a hospital. Could have been anything.
But who thought?
Strychnine.
Who at Peach John in the marketing department sat down and thought, yes.
Well, that would have had to have gone through so many rounds. And at no point did somebody go, you know what? It's probably not the best idea, because it's effectively, effectively a bit wrong, innit?
Well, a lot of people basically accused the company of openly marketing a date rape drug. great marketing move.
Active ingredients. What's it got in it? Cocoa. Where's the list? I've lost the...
Cocoa, maca, mucuna and dextrin.
I don't know what
maca, mucuna do. If you know what those ingredients do, ladies and gentlemen, do look it up.
And roofies. It's disgusting.
Peach John's love potion.
Peach John's love potion.
It has been discontinued, so unfortunately you can't buy this mysterious, powerful love potion.
There was a powder that you could only buy north of the border in Scotland called Cremola Foam.
Doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
It sounds like chloroform
in
disguise.
And it's a similar kind of construct, a little powder you put in water, and it makes like a sort of fizzy drink. Like a cordial.
Right.
And they stopped making it in the 80s, I think. And so Scottish people of a certain age go all misty-eyed when they think about Cremola Foam. So that's what kind of reminds me. Peach John's Cremola Foam. Put it in a drink or a meal that your friend is having. Disgusting. Havening. Wow, havening. That's a new word.
Word of the day, havening.
Havening. Lovely. Have we got any questions this week, Chris?
We've got two questions.
You always prepare the show, and I appreciate it every time you do.
I'm on a train coming into London, desperately looking through the fax machine at your emails, guys.
Yay.
We had two here on the subject of romance that I could find. That kind of time with today's articles. Hi, Chris and Pete. Me and my girlfriend are planning to travel to Japan this August. This will be our first holiday abroad together. Ooh. We plan to fly to Tokyo and make our way south to Osaka, where we'll return to the UK. As it's our first international trip together, is there anything romantic we could do or visit in Japan? Loving the podcast. It's vastly improved my mood whilst working. Keep up the good work, Matty from Manchester.
That's beautifully alliterative. I can't think of any. You could make love on the plane. Join the Mile High Club.
On Shinzo Abe's plane.
On Shinzo Abe 747.
Oh, God.
And then...
What image?
In the airport...
Don't build on
airport
this. Don't build
Family
on it.
Mart. And then on the train from the airport. Make love constantly.
Well, you could. There's a big toilet on the train going from Narita to Tokyo.
There's a big toilet and you can sit in it like a bath and put bubbles in it, and it'll be really romantic.
It's one of those big disabled toilets where it's a leap of faith, where there is no door lock, it's like digital. So you press a button, the door opens.
Yeah,
press a button, it locks.
And it takes a long time. Yeah. And it's like a horrible... If it ever opens when you're in flagrante, it's like a horrible peep show. But my willy instead
this,
of a boom.
This is not a romantic place to visit. What have you got? Have you ever had any romance in Japan?
No, none. No. Literally zero. And I think the words that have just come out of my mouth in the last 5 minutes will prove to you why. I don't know. There's lovely restaurants and some beautiful views. Get high. Not like get high. Get somewhere high and look out and take pictures, and that'd be nice.
Yeah.
And go to a vantage point.
If you're...
Climb Mount Moiwa.
Do it, yeah. I don't even know if it's real, but great. Why not go to the Park Hyatt Hotel and relive the magic of Lost in Translation as I did?
Yes, maybe you are really old and maybe your missus is really young. Matty in Manchester.
It is quite expensive. I was a teacher making not a lot of money, and I saved up for like 2 months to go to the hotel of Lost in Translation. It's because I love the film so much. And I sat in the bath in the Park Hyatt, like Bill Murray, and it was magic. And
you
sat
in the
by
hotel?
The window, like Scarlett Johansson, looking out. in my underwear, looking out the window over the skyline. Oh, brilliant. Do that, Matty. If it's get a credit card and do it.
It's a nice
pay it off over the next 2 years. It'll be brilliant.
There's a sister members bar in Roppongi Hills Hotel. Is that a hotel or a
the Roppongi Hills Roppongi, Hotel?
It's like a big thing at the top of that building. That's really nice. That's got a lovely vantage.
Oh, it's got an observation point. Yeah. But it's not like Lost in Translation,
is
it?
It's not like Lost in Translation. It's not.
If you've got a little, or for less money, you can go to Hakone, the hot spring town, and rent a room with a private onsen.
Nice.
And that's really nice. And it's not too much.
They can't
just type
me.
In private onsen bath Hakone and stuff will come up on Google, and you should do that. That's romantic. That's fun. Highly recommend. Do that.
Ride a bike. Get a hire a couple of bikes. Like we did. Go through the countryside. It was really romantic, I thought. Hire a bike and go riding around. This email comes from Demiano. Ooh, Demiano. Hi, Pete Chris. It's Demiano again. Or was it Damiano, maybe? You did pronounce the name correct last time. Read it like it's an Italian name. You know how, right? Damiano. I recently watched a video titled 15 Tips to Travel in Japan, and during the Ebisu Bridge segment, Chris said he had a romantic encounter there. Could you please tell us more about this? You deviant, Damiano! What a deviant! And Pete, do you have any interesting stories or romantic encounters you wish to share? Keep up the good work, Damiano.
That's a good name.
He's a bit of a...
it's Damiano again. Did we read out something from Damiano?
Well, clearly. Was it as filthy as that one is the question?
Good old Damiano.
Good old Damiano.
I did, yeah. So you watched the video, 15 Tips for Travel in Japan. I made that video late 2015. And it talks about how I met a girl in Osaka, near the bridge, actually. Ebisu Bridge, the bridge in Dotonbori, where you and I went.
Right, okay.
To start the Osaka video we put out the other week. And, I met a really cool girl from Taiwan. Literally just walked over to me and my friends, was like, oh, I've got... no friends, can I join you? We're like, yeah.
Ah, that's
nice.
I mean, that is easy,
like,
isn't it?
She was just like on a holiday because a lot of people come from Taiwan to Osaka. It's nice and cheap. And we just hit off. And it was my first year in Japan. I was discovering Japan. I'd never been to Osaka. Her first time in Osaka. And we just spent 3 or 4 days traveling around the city together, getting to know the city, getting to know each other. It was really fun. Mm. It was a bit like the movie Before Sunrise. You ever seen that?
No.
With Julie Delphi and Ethan Hawke?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a film with Ethan Hawke in. Is that bad?
What?
That is bad, isn't it?
It's an amazing film. They meet on a train in Vienna, and then they get off and they go around Vienna for a night and just get to know each other, and it's fun.
That and is like very that, romantic.
Because we travel around Osaka at night until from dusk till dawn.
Did you go on the Don Quixote big big ride that goes on the top?
Yes, nothing says romance like a Don Quixote roller coaster ride that goes round in a circle.
You dressed as Sailor Moon. Just dressed in normal clothes.
Very different ideas about romance, Pete.
I think so.
Yeah, it was lovely. And whenever I go to Osaka, I remember how romantic and wonderful it was.
Aww.
But I did go to a love hotel, and my credit card didn't work, and we got thrown out in a really aggressive, unpleasant manner.
Oh, well.
And that's a little bit of a stain on the experience.
But... I talked about that last year.
Go back and listen to a podcast.
Chris's romantic stains.
That's it.
Yeah.
Go back and listen. I hate you. Go back to the podcast. I think it was last year, Valentine's Day, we talked about it at length.
Oh.
About my disastrous love hotel experience.
Well,
still bitter, but other than that, lovely. Thank you, Damiano, for reminding me.
And I've got no stories, so if you want to get in touch with the show, how do people get in touch with the show with their filthy I demand to know what's happening in your private life, Chris and Pete?
abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Keep them coming, guys. We'll be back next week to do it all over again, but for now, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a good one.
Damiano.
That's a cracking name. 10 out of 10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.